This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, as our South Dakota corn farmer told us last week, just about spring planting time for farms across much of the country. The problem for farmers in some parts of the Midwest is that snow and rain from a truly terrible winter has slowed things down a lot. Lots and lots of flooding. Your role in the current state of agriculture and international trade, unsettled, is one way to describe that. And farmers are having to make some tricky decisions. Peggy Lowe from the Marketplace Hub at KCUR has that one.
I met Richard Oswald at a truck stop off Interstate 29 near Rockport, Missouri, called the Trail's End, and got into his pickup.
And I'm not hauling garbage. I've just got all my stuff in the pickup.
Clothes and bottled water are piled high in the back seat because Oswald can't go back to his home along the Missouri River bottom, where he grows corn and soybeans. It's been underwater since a bomb cyclone hit the Midwest in mid-March, causing extreme flooding.
So this is a field that we farm right here next to the truck stop, and you can see there's still water in it, and the water's actually creeping back in now, so it's getting deeper again, coming toward us.
We head down U.S. Highway 136 until we're blocked by water. Blackened corn stalks line the road along with tons of debris like tree trunks, propane tanks, and farm equipment washed down in the flood. A grain elevator looks like an island. 2 million bushels of corn and 1 million bushels of soybeans are rotting in the water. We stop at a washed-out bridge, and Oswald says farmers would usually be prepping their fields now for planting, doing work like spraying fertilizer.
Yeah, a lot of farmers are still debating whether or not they should try to plant a crop this year, but we don't really have that option because there's still 2 to 3 to 5 feet of water on top of these fields.
By one estimate, 1 million acres of farmland from the Dakotas to Missouri were flooded by the bomb cyclone. That's only a fraction of the 315 million acres that the USDA estimates will be planted this year. But Todd Hubbs, an assistant professor of ag commodity markets at the University of Illinois, says the wet season is making for late planting, which could affect yields beyond the flooded areas.
All in all, the weather that caused the flooding has got the ground and the corn belt saturated.
Oh, well, let's get back in the pickup.
Oswald's great-great-grandfather settled the family here. He's seen flooding before. 2011 was particularly bad. But he says this is the worst he's seen in his 69 years. He lost 4 grain bins containing 2/3 of last year's crop. The loss isn't covered by insurance.
And that was probably going to be about my net income for the year. So I know I'm not going to make any money.
Yeah. Oswald will be able to plant only about 500 acres that are on a hill east of here. That's out of 2,000 that he farms. He says the decision on what to plant is difficult because there's a huge surplus of soybeans thanks to the trade war with China.
Most farmers throughout the Corn Belt make a decision, and they make a decision whether to plant more corn or more soybeans. Well, if soybean prices are low, they're going to plant more corn. And what's happened since? Well, then the next year you got too much corn.
We drive back to the Trail's End truck stop. Oswald says people are now jokingly calling it Water's End. He's hoping to get federal aid for his flooded home because he says he plans to build on higher ground. In Rockport, Missouri, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.